We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Monday, October 27th, 2025. On Saturday, the university had the pleasure to host over 40 schools for the Illinois Marching Band Championships. High schools across Illinois competed in classes 1A through 6A and were judged in terms of their music, visual, and general performances. All throughout the day, audience members were treated to a wide range of productions, from modern-day high school's production entitled This Just In to Champaign Central High School's production entitled For the Birds. WPGU correspondent Vinnie Maximbull had the opportunity to speak with Andy Empey and Katrina Fitzpatrick, the marching band co-directors of the Morton High School Marching Band, about the creative freedom of their production.
Yes, this year our show is called The Flip Side, and that is flip side figuratively with music and with visual. We have a combination of classical tunes such as Vivaldi, Bach's Cello Sonata, Pachelbel's Canon, and that contrasts with My Chemical Romance, Welcome to the Black Parade, Thunderstruck by AC/DC, and Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now, and then Pompeii. And so you hear the juxtaposition of music.
The Morton High School Marching Band had the honor of being named the Grand Champion for the Illinois Marching Band Championship Small Schools Competition. The Normal High School Marching Band was named the Grand Champion for the Large Schools Competition. In broader city news, a total of $6 million in grant funding will be given to housing counseling agencies across the state, including in Champaign County. The funding will come from the Federal Home Loan Bank of Chicago as part of their Housing Counseling Resource Program. In an immediate release statement, Illinois Housing Development Authority Executive Director Kristen Faust said, quote, "This investment from FHL Bank Chicago ensures that more Illinoisians, especially those historically locked out of the housing market, will have the tools, guidance, and support they need to succeed," end quote. Specifically, these services will aim to improve Illinoisians' financial literacy and increase access to affordable mortgage programs and down payment assistance. To learn more about the program and what housing assistance you may be eligible for, please visit ihda.org. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Vinnie Maximbull and Sean Farnsley. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.